Okay, today is October 31st. We don't usually have the opportunity to do this, but we have someone in our midst who we have the opportunity to embarrass publicly and thank him for all his enormous work for the First Seder program, and that's Dr. Strong. I hope he won't be upset with me. Dr. Strong is First Seder Strong. And Baruch Hashem, at the Kol, we always enjoy having him around in general, but the work that he does for First Seder is just it's priceless, it's irreplaceable, and it's, if I could say so myself, an enormous chus for him and his family that all this learning that goes on over the course of a year, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of hours of learning. It should be a tremendous chus. Have only simchas and gesund. I apologize, Doc. I hope I didn't embarrass you. Okay.
I would go if you did embarrass.
You know, we have an obligation to be grateful, regardless of whether, well, maybe at his expense, maybe we shouldn't. Okay. We're going to begin today.
Wait, Frank, were you embarrassed yet?
I was caught off guard.
Okay. I think you should continue with, you know.
I'm pretty good at embarrassing people. I can go further. Okay.
All the food purchased by David Lazarick in the back here.
Okay. So, we just finished a beautiful piece from the Neyam HaMitzvahs. In the previous mitzvah, let's just mention that mitzvah 20 is Shalei Yirah Lecha Chametz, you shouldn't see chametz, and that's the pasuk there. We're on page 35, towards the bottom. We did many sessions, I think, about chametz itself, so we won't go any further into that right now. But mitzvah 21, but that was the quickest mitzvah, usually takes us a couple of we should do that more often, Neil, huh? Mitzvah 21 is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says in Shemais, again we're on page 35 towards the bottom, it says V'yigadat l'abincha b'yam ha'u b'avur zeh Asa Hashem li b'teis Mitzrayim. You should tell your child, Bincha is your son, you should tell your son, Bavur ze Asa Hashem li b'teis Mitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem did for me when we left Mitzrayim. There's actually a disagreement amongst the Rishonim what exactly that means, if you want to be very technical. What does it mean, because of this, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim? What would you say? So if you skip to, before we get to the reason behind the mitzvah, let's just understand the explanation of those words. If you skip to page 36, you all have page 36, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The third to last paragraph starts with Ramban. So he says, Bavur Zeh, there's two explanations in the Rishonim that we'll point out. Actually, right beneath Ramban is Rashi. Two lines down, Rashi, right? Let's do Rashi first, as is the tradition. Bavur Zeh, Bavur Sha'akayim Mitzvah. In order that I fulfill the mitzvahs, you're going, Pesach, Matzah, Marar, Halalu, these mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Marar, that's why Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says this in Chumash many times. If only for this and this mitzvah, it would be worthwhile for Hashem to take us out of Mitzrayim. He says it by refraining from eating shkotzim, from eating bugs. He says it in several places where just the merit of fulfilling this and this mitzvah, yes?
And this Rashi is very close to the Drush in the Haggadah of Pesach, which says,
Yes, we're going to get to all that. But Rashi seems to be saying here, why did Hashem take me out? In order that I do Pesach Matzah Marah. Let's see what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, Bavur Zeh She'asa Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mitzrayim. Right? So the second line there. Bavur Zeh Bavur zeh she'asa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim, because of, not because that, in order to do these mitzvahs, because of what Hashem did b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. Bavur zeh, because of what Hashem did b'tzeisi Mitzrayim, when I left Mitzrayim, means all the miracles that Hashem did for us when we left Mitzrayim. Therefore, ani oved es avodah zarah.
According to Rabban, the but was it Shasham Lee is an explanation of what the Zeh is. It's like a teaching it.
Bavur Zeh, Sha'asa,
namely,
Sha'asa Hashem Lee, right. Because of that which Hashem did for me in Mitzrayim, that's why I'm going through this whole. Notice if your son is seeing what you're doing at the Seder. Right? Pesach, Matzah, Marar. What is all this about? You know why? Because of everything that happened. You should tell him over, but you got to tell him over the whole story. And because of this story, that's why I'm doing this whole Seder. Pesach Matzah Marar.
Which is like Rashi also. You can put the two of them together. The reason why you do the mitzvot is because Hashem.
But the explanation of the words, as Neil is pointing out, is very, very different. The Ramban is saying, Bavur Zeh. She'asa Hashem li, because of that which Hashem did for me when we left Mitzrayim, that's why I'm doing this avodah. Rashi learns, in order to do these mitzvahs, that's why Hashem took me out. That's an entirely different meaning.
Okay,
the Ibn Ezra says, Bavur zeh, Amar Rav Merinus. Pirish Bavur Zeh, As Hashem Li, Bavur Zeis Avaida. In order that I do this Avaida of Achilas Matzah, and Lo Yeachal Chametz, not eating Chametz, Shutchilas HaMitzvah Shetziva Lanu Hashem Yizbarach, Asa Lanu Hashem Aiseis, Hashem did for us the signs, Ad Sheitzenu Mitzrayim. Meaning, Vatam, so he seems to be saying, like who? What is the Ibn Ezra saying?
Like Ramban.
Like Ramban, you think?
Yeah.
Or like Rashi? Sounds like Rashi to me. Bavur zayis havaida. In order for me to do this havaida, shu'achias amatz liyachal chametz, that's why Hashem took me out. In any case, regardless of, yes, go ahead.
See here, when you have the pasuk quoted in Mitzvah 21, the God of the Living Cloth.
It's missing.
There's no sheh in the pasuk itself. There is no sheh.
Right.
Which the
yeah, I should have quoted the pasuk exactly. In any case, it's not. It just says v'gaimer, but should be fully written. In fact, when I redid that paper a little later, I had already printed all that. I think some of you may have the version where it was updated.
Bavur zeh asa Hashem li.
But you could still, as always with any pasuk in the Torah, the interpretation could be as if it said a shin, Bavur zeh she'asa Hashem li, depending on how you understand it. In short, the two ways of understanding this pasuk that we're talking about here is either Hashem took us out in order to fulfill these mitzvahs, or we do these mitzvahs to commemorate or to thank, whatever it might be, Hashem for everything that He did for us, b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Yes? I quoted something very cute at the bottom. Maybe we'll do that first, just because we're already dealing with the Ramban and the Rashi. But if you look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, you find a fascinating thing. This pasuk, Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li, it's mystifying, because we use it as a response in the Haggadah to two sons. Look at the Haggadah, the paragraph right immediately beneath the what we were just reading. It says, Haggadah Shel Pesach. It says like this, Rasha Ma'o Omer, what does the Rasha say? What's this Vayda for you? So you know you say to him, Lachem V'loy Loy. He intends to say, Lachem, what's this Avayda for you? Meaning, and not for me. What is this thing that you are doing? Lefisha Haitzias Atzmei Min HaKlal, since he excluded himself from everyone else, Kafar Be'ikar. He's a heretic. V'af ata hakei ashinov. What does hakei ashinov mean?
Blunt his teeth.
Blunt his teeth. Well, always can count on Neil for the dictum. It doesn't mean hakei, as many people translate hey chaf hey, as if it would say with a chaf, which means to hit it, but it means to blunt his teeth. What does that mean? The amarla, you should say to him, and we quote this pasuk. Bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. And what do we infer from this pasuk? Because of this, Hashem did li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Li v'loy loy. He did it to me and not to you. Meaning, those of us that are going to engage in this, then we're going to be zeicha to leave. But you not. The interesting thing is the Sheini Adelishal, the son that doesn't know how to ask. He also says, "What's going on?" And what does the Haggadah say? At Pesachloi, the last line in that paragraph. Right. Open him up, meaning help him. What you say? Begadat lovincha bayay mahu lemar bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeis. The same pasuk.
Like with him, you're not emphasizing the legal.
Okay. But how could you use the same pasuk to answer? The Torah is talking about one of the sons, right? When your son will say, "Vigadat lebincha," you should say, "Bavur ze asa Hashem li." Are we using the same pasuk for two different meanings? Two different children. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky was a Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. Very, very chashviyid. He was the uncle of Mrs. Frager. Mrs. Frager's uncle, yeah. So he used to say, he said like this, they once gave out a kundrus a few years ago. Inside he had this word. He says, if you look in the Rishonim, like we just saw, there's two meanings to this pasuk. One meaning is, because of this Avaida, that's why Hashem took us out, in order that we should do these things. The other pshat is, we do these things to thank Hashem for what happened. So he says, the two meanings in the Rishonim are both right. They're both right. And when we use the same pasuk for the two different sons, we mean, for one we mean one meaning, and for one we mean the other. What does that mean? So for the Russia, we say, you know why Hashem took us out? You know what the meaning of that pasuk? Pasuk could have many meanings, right? Shivim panam latera. The meaning of the pasuk that says Hashem took us out in order that we do this service to Him, that's perfect for the Russia. That blunts his teeth in the best way. You just finished saying to me, what is this whole thing to you? Means you're excluding yourself, you're not doing these mitzvahs? You know what that means? Ilu haya sham lo haya nigo. If you would have been there, like we say in the Haggadah, you would never have been redeemed, because the whole reason why Hashem took us out was only in order that we do this service, and you're telling me now you don't want to do the service. So you know something, Russia? If you would have been there, you would have never been taken out. That's one pshat. But to the She'eni Yodei Elishal, we quote the same pasuk as true, but we mean the other pshat. He's asking, simply, he's asking, what is all this about? You say to him, you know what this is all about? Thanking Hashem, bavur, zeh, she'os, Hashem, li, b'tzeis, Mitzrayim. We're doing all this in order to thank Hashem for everything He did for us in Mitzrayim. You want to know what it's about? That's what it's about. So the two explanations of the pasuk that you find in the Rishonim, the two different explanations, are precisely why we're able to use the very same pasuk as a response to two totally different sons, with two totally different attitudes, because they're both right. You know, the Russia, we say, unfortunately, they have a joke in the yeshiva world. If you want to become brilliant, if you want to become an Eloi, the best thing to do is, Chassid Shalom, this is a joke, but is to go off the derech, is to become not from. Because every guy who was in yeshiva and went off, they say about, oh, he was such an Eloi. that's the joke they say. It's a sad joke, but that's what they say. It should never happen. But if it ever happens, they say, oh, it's a shame. Such a shame. He was such an Eloi. An Eloi means a genius, yeah? So one time they were speaking in front of my Rosh Hashiva, and someone said about so-and-so. I don't know if it wasn't necessarily somebody that went off the derech. I was just saying, just someone. It might not have been the best of fellows. So someone said about, oh, he was, I understood, he was such an Eloi. So my Rosh Yeshiva said, he was. And everybody's looking at him like, whoa. He says, yeah, Eloi, haya sham, la haya nigo. Had he been there, he wouldn't have been redeemed. Okay, play on words. Eloi, okay. In any case, when we quote this pasuk, the pasuk is telling us, "You got to tell over to your children." We know from the Haggadah that there's different. Each child, there's a way to convey the story of Mitzrayim. Everybody's different. Everybody's different, and it's not an easy job, because if you have all the four sons in front of you, No one should ever have to have all the different four sons, but people with those kind of attitudes, and we'll see in a moment, sons doesn't mean your own children. It means anybody who you want to convey the story to. There's different approaches, different attitudes of people, and you have to deal with each one in the right way. Meaning the Rasha, you have to be tough with him and say, you got to shape up, otherwise you're not going to be part of all this. And to the Sheni Lishol, you help him try to pique his interest and so on. And the Chacham, each one has its own response. In fact, Rav Hirsch says that the real truth is that there's a little bit of each one of those four sons in every one of us. And you have to know how to respond. You have to know how to respond to each. You have to be aware is extremely important. Number one, you have to be aware. Number two, you have to have a tactic, you have to have a strategy to respond to each one of those. So one day you wake up and you're feeling like this. It's interesting, the Beis HaLevi, I believe, on the Pasuk, Mo'avaydez Eisachem, on the question, Mo'avaydez Eisachem, so if you look in the Haggadah, what does it say? You say to him, Bavur Ze'os Hashem Levitez Mitzrayim. But if you look in the Torah, that's not the answer that the Torah gives to the Rasha. You know what the Torah says? Va'amartem zevach pesach hul Hashem. You should say, this is a zevach pesach. This is a pesach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't know necessarily who wrote the Haggadah, but why did he change? You look in the Torah for the Ben Rasha, and you want to know what to answer, and v'amartem, you should say, zevach pesach hul Hashem, this is a pesach to Hashem. This whole idea of hake eshinov, and be tough with him, and blunt his teeth, and say to him, by the way, the whole reason is, one of the pshatim of the Rishonim, I don't know if they explain it in that way to him, but one of the pshatim of the Rishonim is the only reason why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is in order to do all this, and since you're telling me that you want to be excluded from all this, if you had you been there, you wouldn't have been, all that tough talk. You look in the Torah, where'd he get it from? So the Beis HaLevi says an unbelievable thing. This is so, so, so important. He says like this. He says, the words Va'amartam, if you look in the Torah, you know what the response is to the Ben Rasha? Va'amartam, you shall make a proclamation. What does Va'amartam mean? We'll turn to Neil, our in-house dictogy expert. What does Va'amartam mean? You should respond to him? Emor lai? Va'amartam. You should make a statement. You know what the Baal HaGadah understood from the Torah from that? The Torah is not telling you what you should respond to the Rasha. That I can tell you on my own what to respond to the Rasha. You know what you should respond to the Rasha? Give him a punch across the face. You tell him, wait, this is the way you act? This is how you're ungrateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Had you been there, you wouldn't have been redeemed. You yourself, what are you here for? You're here to enjoy the Knedlach? If you eat gebrucks, I don't know. Could be, right? You're here to, what are you here for? Give him more murr, give him, right? So I know how to deal with him, says the Baal HaGadah. You tell him, hey, had you been, you're telling me you're not doing all this, you're not interested in all this, had you been in Mitzrayim, you would have been one of the four-fifths that died before we left. Just want you to know that, subtle hint. But you know what the Baal HaGadah is all, you know what the Torah is telling us? The Torah is telling us that when a person hears a heretic, Kafar be'ikr, the Haggadah calls him. By making such a statement, he's ridiculing what you're doing. As much as you're passionate about what you do, and you have conviction, and you believe that what you're doing is important and crucial. But when you hear someone ridicule what you're doing, it has an effect on you deep down. And if you hear it enough times, as Doc was saying, you have to recognize what's going on inside of you. And often we'll hear people ridicule things and minimize things, and you live in an environment where predominantly the public opinion is that XYZ is good or XYZ is bad, and it has an effect on you regardless of what you think. So the Torah is saying, the Ben Rasha, what you should respond to him, I'll leave that to you. It's a different discussion. The Baal HaGadah will help you with that. You want to know what you should do? Every time you are in a situation where you hear someone say something that's heresy or do something that's against the Torah, even if your response to that person is either not to say anything. That might be sometimes the wisest thing to do. Sometimes the response is to be very tough. Sometimes, whatever the response, that's a separate issue. Maybe the guy said something and ran away, right? And you don't have a time or an opportunity to respond, right? That's one issue. There's another issue. You have to do something for yourself. You have to stand up, pound your fist on the table and say, no, v'amartem, you shall make a statement, a proclamation for yourself. Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. What are you talking about? How could it be that someone should say such a thing? It's an unbelievable thing. Like Doc was saying, you have to recognize what kind of influence these kind of things have on you. Any sort of heresy that crops up in you, based on whatever it might be, you have to tend to it. You have to respond, research, ask, whatever it might be. Take care of it. Don't let it fester and then one day it explodes. I was in Yerushalayim once. I was walking down Malchei Yisrael. You know, the long street that goes into Mea Sharm, right? Gula, Mea Sharm. And while I was walking, I see this old Yerushalmi man. On Shabbos, he was walking. And he was having a little hard time, so I walked up next to him and I asked him if I can help him out. He said, absolutely, and he puts his hand in my hand and we start walking. Suddenly I hear a noise, unusual noise in Yerushalayim, in that area. You never, almost never hear any cars or anything. And suddenly a car passed by. So unfortunately some people think that the best reaction is what? I take stones and pelt the guy and skila, you know. Shabbos, till Shabbos is skila, you know. Right? Unfortunately, this man was, it remains with me till today. It was amazing. He didn't shout at the guy. The guy who's driving, most likely, is a Tinnik Shanishma. I never heard of him. You start shouting at him, you have a detrimental effect on the guy. You'll make him think that people who are religious are fanatics and crazy and so stone throwing fundamentalists, you know. And you're distancing him from the Torah, not bringing him closer. Most of the time. Not always is that response correct, but most of the time that response probably is more appropriate. So he's walking, and as soon as the car passed by, I hear him muttering. He's muttering like this, Shabbos, 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 over and over. What was he saying? And I learned from this. I don't know if he intended to teach me, but he was saying, when you're in a place and you're trying to keep Shabbos and you're fighting every Shmirah Shabbos and you hear a car go by or you see a car go by that you know is a Jewish person driving that Nebuch never learned, it has an effect on you. You need to do something to counteract it. You can't just stand there. You can't just accept it. Recognize that it's going to have an effect on you and do something about it. That's what the Torah is saying. You want to know what you have to do for yourself? V'amartem, you shall make a statement, a proclamation. Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. Are you kidding? There's no need for this? To the contrary, this is the most important thing. The Rasha himself, in this particular case, the Baal HaGadah tells you, you want to know what strategy you should use? Hake Eshinov. And we're using a pasuk that's really used for the Sheni De'alishal. It's really, the Torah brings it for the Sheni De'alishal. We're borrowing one of the interpretations in order to use a response for the Rasha. It's not necessarily what the Torah says directly, openly, how you should respond to the Rasha. The Torah says, I'll leave that for some other time. But right here, right now, what should you do? You should have to know. You have to make a statement. You have to take care of that heresy, that effect that it might have on you. Okay, we'll just go back to page 35 rather, and just see the chinuch on this mitzvah. The last paragraph on page 35. So the chinuch, as we always start with the chinuch, but we had a little explanation there as far as the meaning of the pasuk, so I rearranged the order. But the Sefer HaChinuch says like this. The mitzvah is l'saper b'inyin yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan. The mitzvah is to tell over the story on the 15th of Nisan. Kol echod kefi tzachos l'shein. You have to explain to each person as the language that will be appropriate for them, and that we know from the Torah, the four banim, the different psukim that the Torah mentions, etc. Not only to tell over the story, l'halal u'l'shabeach Hashem yizbarach al kol hanisim she'asah lanu Hashem. Part of the mitzvah of retelling is to say the halal. That's a lot of Torah said on that. But to praise the Rabbanu Shalom with the Pesukim of Hallel, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yigalata Levincha Bayamahu, Lamer, our Pasuk. Notice he pulls Hallel and Shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom into that idea of Sipur Yitzis B'Tzayim. It's all part of the Sipur of telling over. Uklar Pirshu Chachomim, and the Chachomim already explained the mitzvah Hagadazu, Hibalel Chamishasar B'Nisan. This mitzvah, this special mitzvah that the Torah is talking about, is the mitzvah of the 15th of Nisan, B'Shas Achilas Matzah, while you're eating the matzah. What he's alluding to is that really there's a mitzvah that we learn out, we'll see later, and we'll see the distinction between that mitzvah and this mitzvah, but there is a mitzvah to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim, to mention the Yitzias Mitzrayim when? Every day and every night.
Why is this night different than any other night?
Why is this night different than any other night? Very good. So really, we're going to have to deal with that, and we will, Bezus Hashem. Different reasons, different distinctions between the mitzvah of saying over the story specifically on the night of Pesach, and the mitzvah of saying it over every day and every night. Because really, you could ask, what do you mean, a special mitzvah to tell? What's the Torah telling me? By the way, there's a special mitzvah on the night of Pesach to tell over the story of Mitzrayim. Hello, there's a mitzvah every night. So we have to explain that. We'll get to that. But here he says, Umash Omer HaKasul Lebincha, that which the Torah says, tell it over to your son. Lav Davka B'nai. The Torah does not mean specifically your son. Ela Afilu Im Kol Beria, any creature. What that means to say, really, is, as we know, the halacha, that if there's nobody else around, even to yourself, if you're listening. Tell yourself if you're listening. Okay. Some people talk to themselves too. Mishirashi HaMitzvah. Some of the reasons behind the mitzvah. Masha Kosuv B'Karban Pesach. That which we wrote by the Karban Pesach. We discussed that at length. And he says like this. Important words. V'ein min ha-tema. It shouldn't be mystifying to you. It shouldn't be questionable to you. Imbo lanu mitzvahs rabbeis halzeh. The fact that the Torah has so many multiple mitzvahs about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvahs lo yisaseh, positive and negative commandments. Why? Why are there so many mitzvahs that surround Yetzias Mitzrayim and the experience that we went through? Ki hu yisoid gadol v'amayk chazak v'tayraseinu v'emunaseinu. Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of the foundations of our belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam entirely. And that's why we always say b'berchaseinu, b'tfilaseinu, constantly mentioning in our tefillas and in our brachais, what words? Zeicher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Because, he says, don't believe otherwise. This idea of recognizing what the Rebbe Shalom did for us in Yetzias Mitzrayim is crucial to our faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? Because taking us out of Mitzrayim and in the way he did, B'yad Chazaka, with all the plagues and everything else that was done, is a true wonder and miracle, and it reflects on Hashem's creation of the world. V'chiyesh Eloika Kadmon Chafetz V'yachel. That there is an Almighty who preceded the world, and he's able to run the world, etc. Did I say that right, Neil? Eloika?
Yes.
It's right. Not Eloika, right?
No. It's actually Eloa Ak. It's a Patak Nufa.
Okay.
It's like a Luak, you know, with the test of Luak. Please, you know.
El Milara. Okay.
Okay, well.
Payal Kolan Amtsayas, he's the one that causes everything to happen. He caused everything. Elayesh Shehem Alav, any existence that anything has, Ubiyadai, Lishanaisa, Melayesh, Yachbites, in any given time he could change anything from one type of existence to another. Becholzman Menazmanim, Kimaisha Asim Mitzrayim, Sheshina Tiveya Ailam Bishrilenu. He changed entirely the nature of the world for us. Here we have the Kura Barzel, we have this great, how do you translate Kura Barzel, this iron furnace, right, that nobody ever escaped from, and the Rebbeinu Shalom changed all the laws of nature just for us. So what he's saying here is that this mitzvah is pivotal, it's crucial to our faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom. We'll get at greater length, we'll get into this Bez Hashem next week. Haloizeh, just one more line. Sorry, Rabbi Greenspan. Haloizeh, Mishaseh, Kol, Kaifer, Bechidah Shalom. Anybody who denies that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a refutation to any of that.
Wow.
Umekayim ha'amuna b'yediyas Hashem Yisbarach, it helps us, it strengthens our amuna in the awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chi hashkachasai v'yecholtai mechol me'befrashtim kulam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, till this very day, is able to manipulate and change and do and work anything in this world as he sees fit. And that's why this is so fundamental. All these mitzvahs, and that's why it's repeated many times. And I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, we'll meet next week.